We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We are going to the West Her Hotline and bringing in a guy who was on the beat the last time the Bills made the AFC Championship game 27 years ago. Sal Majorana, who covers the Bills for the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, joining us right now. Sal, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I am good, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. We're good. Did you go to your desk, your closet, and dust off the How to Cover the AFC Championship handbook that you'd put away a while ago?
No. I think I remember how to do it. I'm not that old. I'm not quite as old as you, Howard.
Thank you. Yeah, I believe you're 1 year younger.
Same age.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
Hey, you know,
look, I mean, it's been a lot of fun. There was a thing, Howard, I got to share the story because it's funny. Back when the Bills made annual playoff visits, if you remember, they used to give us the parking tickets for the season.
Yeah.
And they always had at least one for a playoff game.
That's right, yeah.
So the first year they didn't make the playoffs in 2000, I just kept it for the heck of it, right? And I said, next time they'll make it. I had that pinned on my little cubby hole in my office at work for, 17 years?
Wow.
I just thought of that story the other day because it's long gone now, because I did say when they make it again, I'm going to throw it out.
That's
but that
funny.
Thing sat there for 17 years.
Well, at least you were ready. I got my pass. Don't send me a parking pass. I've got it. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what your preseason – I'm going to assume your preseason prediction did not have them advancing to the AFC Championship game.
No.
If that was the case then, at what point in the season, Sal, was there a point where you thought, you know – yeah, they're good enough right now. They're going to make a run. Like, they actually can get to this point or maybe even beyond.
Yeah, I think for me, it was probably the Seattle game. Because at that time, you know, remember, Russell Wilson, everyone was talking MVP for Russell Wilson at that time of the year. Seahawks were playing very well. And the Bills just spanked them. I mean, they scored 34, but Buffalo just played so well that day. Allen was incredible. And I started thinking then that, man, this team really is good. But when it really hit me, Howard, was in December.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all year long they had been just outscoring teams. And when the defense started to play better later in the year here, then I'm thinking, you know what, if they can get both sides of the ball playing the way they've been playing lately here, they're going to have a great chance. And sure enough, the other night they won a game that they would not have been capable of winning in the first half of the season. And that's a great sign for the Bills moving forward, especially with the Chiefs this week, because the defense played really, really well.
Yeah, I want to ask you about – I do want to ask you about the defense, but you know what, Sal? I'm in that same area. I mean, the December stretch for me, if there is one specific game, I would bring up San Francisco. Now, I know they didn't have a winning record, but they had a really good defense, and the way – Josh Allen and the passing offense, the way they destroyed San Francisco's defense and, you know, their coordinators considered one of the best in the game. He got a head coaching job in the division. To me, like, that night was the moment where I thought, and they did that to a good defense. These guys can get to the Super Bowl. Like, that, if I had to circle one game on the schedule.
Yeah, you know what? I think I picked against the Bills three times all year, and that was one of the games. I thought that was a game, even though Mullins was playing quarterback for them, I just thought San Fran's defense would play really well, and they would struggle in that game. And, you know, I was wrong. I missed that one. So only three times all year I picked against them. I don't know what your record is, Howard. I know you do it every week, but I can say that I picked against them three times, and I was only right on the Kansas City game.
Yeah.
So you, there you go.
You haven't picked against them too much, Howard. I mean, maybe Kansas City, maybe Tennessee, San Francisco. You were the same mind. Like, it just looked like a tough game a tough matchup.
I was nervous about that game. I really was. I was worried about that game.
But,
yeah.
Sal, now the story is that he's picking them to win the Super Bowl and has been for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I know. I've heard him. I listened in the morning. I'm like, wow, who is this guy?
It's the energy drink. It's not me. It's the boost I get. I was wondering, you know what, Sal, again, from the historical perspective, I was talking about this with Jeremy, and I know I brought this up with Murph. I was not here in 88, okay? I got here in 89. And there were times this season as it's beginning to really go and the offense is looking great and they're rolling and they're going to win the division. I kept thinking, I wonder if this is what it felt like with Bills fans in 88. They hadn't won, but they got all these components in. Now all of a sudden they win. They win the division. They go to the AFC Championship game. So, but I'm going to ask you, does this season, I mean, does it think feel like that? Or is this more like 1990? Because that was... You know, for some, maybe that was, you know, they eventually get to the Super Bowl. That was the big special moment.
You know what? It's funny. I wrote this story probably 2 weeks ago that the 88 team is the one that I compare it to, and mm-hmm. here's why. You know, they had gone 7-8 the year before. You know, I know last year's team made the playoffs, but they were still a team that was building, right? I mean, in 87, the Bills were building because they were terrible the first year of Kelly. And then 88, it all came together just like this year, and you look back, Polian was in, I think, his third year, you know, three and a half years as GM. Brandon Bean's been here just about the same time. Marv had been there. It was his second full year, but, you know, 2.5 years. McDermott just getting his systems in place. That was Kelly's third year. This is Josh Allen's third year. They were building pieces in 88. You know, you added in 87, they had a great draft. Then they added Bennett in the trade. Then they get Thurman in 88. All these pieces that the Bills are doing right now, all very reminiscent to me of 88. Yeah. And then they go 12-4, and you know they didn't win the AFC Championship, but that was the step, I thought. I think this team is very similar. And here's the key part to this, Howard. 88, that was the year that began, you know, basically 12 straight years. Outside of 2 years, 12 years of the golden age of Bills football. So you hope that this year is the start maybe of something new like that.
You know, you mentioned, I did want to ask you about the defense, Sal. I think it's interesting. I mean, the offense has pretty consistently been very good. And the defense, you could almost draw a line from pre-bye week and post-bye week. I was looking at their numbers, and they've shaved off like 9 points a game on the average from pre-bye week to post-bye week. What do you, and it is an important discussion because of what we hope they can help do Sunday night. How or in what ways do you think the defense has evolved over the last half of the season?
You know, it's tough to really figure out, Howard, what the problem was in the first place, right? I mean, they had so many guys coming back. They're in the same system. And I think a lot of us just pinned it on it was tougher for defenses around the NFL to jump off after having no offseason and no training camp or preseason, really. That's all I could really think of because all the pieces were in place. Yeah, they changed some guys up front on the D-line. But to me, you know, in the back end of it, everything was pretty much the same.
Right.
So I don't really know why they struggled so much. But I do know that they've got a lot of talented players on that side of the ball. And I also think it might have been a little bit of a pride factor. I mean, I think they looked at themselves and said, wait a minute, what are we doing here? Why are we letting teams score 30 points? We're way better than this. And I think it just clicked in. And they realized, we're a damn good defense. Let's go start playing like one. And they have. They've played really, really well.
Hey, one other thing on this matchup, then a quick question on Brian Daboll. For argument's sake, Sal Majorana with us, by the way, Rochester Democrat and Chronicle on our Western Hotline. For argument's sake, let's say Mahomes plays Sunday night. What do the Bills do? You know, do they try and go toe-to-toe and say, you know, you score, we're going to score? Or do they do the whole game plan of you're not going over the top, we're going to let you run it, we're not going to hopefully give up 245 this time, but we're going to do everything to keep you from making the big plays, even if it means time of possession? Because last game, Kansas City had the ball for just under 38 minutes. The Bills literally couldn't get them off the field. What do they do this Sunday?
To me, Howard, I don't know that they change a whole lot because they did a good job on Mahomes. Tyreek Hill was a non-factor in that game.
Yeah.
They did a really nice job. You said it. The problem that game, for whatever reason, they were god-awful against the run, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who's a very good rookie player, killed him. Well, right now we're not sure of his status. I have a feeling, because there was speculation last week, that he was getting close. So maybe he plays, but the kid hasn't played for a month. So I think they're going to do a much better job. And they have improved, by the way, at the end of the year against the run. So I think they do very similar concepts. They did a nice job keeping Mahomes in check. He got out of the pocket a couple times. That big third down play in the fourth quarter was a killer. But just do a better job against the run, and I think you've got a pretty good chance. Hey, if Cleveland can hold that team, and I know Mahomes didn't play the fourth quarter, if Cleveland can hold that team to 22, I think the Bills could do that too. So I wouldn't change a whole lot of what they did in the first game.
Yeah, it was a six-point game with 6.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, yeah. Hey, last thing for you, Sal. Brian Daboll, there are reports coming out yesterday that he's going to be back as offensive coordinator next season for the Bills. If you could just maybe share some thoughts on that, because I think amidst all the happiness of the last few weeks, there's been that, you know, in the background, Bills fans have been nervously wondering whether or not Daboll was going to take a head coaching job.
Yeah, look, I mean, Bills fans can be as selfish as they want here. So this is good news. I mean, bringing Brian Daboll back for if it does happen, and it looks like it will, for a fourth year with Josh Allen, and they keep building the system, and he gets to work. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is great news for the Bills, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, I was very surprised he didn't get the Chargers job. But I also think, and again, I have no idea what the process was, but it just feels to me they didn't want to wait. I think Daboll was the front runner, and when the Bills won their game and the Rams lost their game, I think they might have flipped. I mean, I don't know. For sure, I'm just speculating here. But you know how teams get, Howard. They get impatient.
Yep.
They want to start building their staff. And there's a possibility, a good possibility, that Daboll's not available for 3 weeks. Hmm. So I think that might have been the final push for the Chargers to go ahead and, you know, punt on Brian Daboll.
All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to bestow upon you quite the honor. Now, we're not going to have you pick the Bills because contractually I'm bound to that silly thing. But we're going to let you be a guest answerer for Instant Trivia, Bills Instant Trivia. You want to play along?
Sure.
All right, Brayton and I are here to help out too.
We need you, Sal, instead of Brayton, because this is going to go back a little bit farther, a little before Brayton's time. The gap in AFC Championship games, this will be a tougher question for the younger guys.
Wow, man, to make me feel young, Jeremy. Thanks.
You're young, you know. So here's the instant trivia for you, gentlemen. Hall of Famers that were in the game, a part of the last Bills-Chiefs AFC Championship game. There are 9 members of the Hall of Fame that are a part of that game. Name those 9 Hall of Famers.
All right, Sal, you want to start?
All right. Well, obviously, Montana, Kelly, Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed. So there's, what, 5?
Okay. Derek Thomas for Kansas City?
That's right.
Okay,
You got 6. That's 3 more.
You got Kelly, Thurman, Bruce. Did you say Lofton? Lofton would have been.
Lofton was gone by then.
He was gone, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody on the line.
So it's got to be some Chiefs guys, Howard.
Yeah, okay, but Neil Smith's not in. Montana we got.
Who was in their secondary then?
Oh, Lord.
Dealing with the secondary guy for the Chiefs.
Wow. How many Chiefs players are we missing, Jeremy?
You're missing 2 Chiefs players, none in the secondary.
Linebacker. No, we got
both
Thomas,
on Neil the Smith. Offense.
Yeah, I was going to say, right, because the defense was offense. Thomas and Neil
Marcus
Smith.
Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen's correct.
Oh, very good.
And then a class of 2015 Hall of Famer.
Offensive lineman, I'm thinking.
Yes, that's right.
Who is their big stud offensive lineman? Oh, my goodness. Who's their offensive line?
I know. I'm trying to remember the names back then.
Here's your hint.
You should at least get half a point for that.
He has a really great last name for being an offensive lineman.
Pancake block.
Colton? No.
All right. I thought that would be.
Because an offensive lineman does what for a quarterback? He
protects.
He almost like a sword and a
Will Shield.
Will Shields.
Yeah, Will Shields. I knew Will somebody, but I kept thinking of, I was thinking of a former Bill, and I couldn't remember Shields.
And there's also a non-player, not owner, but a coach.
Marv. Yeah.
There you go. You're 9 Hall of Famers.
Wow.
From that last AFC Championship game with these 2 teams.
Wow.
Yeah. I still remember the play that Montana got.
Knocked
it was Jeff Wright and Bruce Smith.
Yeah.
A Montana sandwich just crushed him.
Yeah.
And that was, it's the same way that Kelly went out. He left the field at Rich Stadium, and that was the last play of his career for Montana, just like Kelly.
That game was easy peasy. You know, what was it? They ended up winning like 30-13. Sal, I don't think that game was ever in doubt.
How early did Montana get knocked out?
Third quarter, early in the third quarter, in fact.
Yeah,
they played the Chiefs. I'm doing a story for Sunday on the three times they played the Chiefs in the playoffs. And in the 91 division game, they knocked Steve DeBerg out of the game. I think the second quarter, Mark Vlasic, if you remember that name, comes in.
Yeah.
He threw four interceptions against
Mark
the Bills. So that game, the story is that they've played them three times, and every game has been a blowout. The Chiefs blew the Bills out in 66, and then the Bills blew them out twice in the 90s. So we're hoping for a good playoff game between these teams because they haven't played one yet.
I'll take a Bills playoff blowout. I'm good with that, Sal.
I guess you're right there. Yeah, that'd be good for me, too, because it's easier to write a blowout on deadline.
I mean, if you want to go back to your first Super Bowl since 1990, how about 51-3 in the AFC Championship game? You can write your story by halftime.
The funny thing about that, Howard, is around halftime, I'm trying to get a hold of travel agent to start planning my trip. Remember, the game was the following week.
Yeah. That's true.
So that
That's funny.
A little bit of a hectic period.
I feel like Bills fans were running to payphones inside Rich Stadium at halftime trying to book flights.
Yeah.
Well, listen, enjoy the game Sunday. And as always, Sal, thank you for giving us some time on the show.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. And try to enjoy yourself, too, on Sunday.
Hey, before we go, why don't you get a plug in again? We'll throw you a bone because you were nice enough to come on with us. You still have your book for sale about Buffalo sports teams in the 70s, right?
I do. When Buffalo stood atop the sports world, you can get it at Amazon. Just type my name and all my books will come up. And yeah, that's actually been selling pretty well.
Good.
You guys have helped me with that. So it's a great look back to the 70s when things were a lot of fun around Buffalo.
Good deal. Thanks, Sal. Take care.
All right, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.